Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
Continuing now to draw lessons from the book of Obadiah, we are considering, first of all, the deceitfulness of sin. And we did that on the broadcast yesterday and the day before, and I think even the day before that. And we learned of the sense of entitlement, the deceptive sense of entitlement that sin will create within us. We learned of the degenerative power of sin to take us downward, 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 one step at a time. And because it is incremental, many times we don't realize what is happening until we have reached a low, low point, and suddenly we say, how did I get here? And it was the deceptive nature of sin that took you there, slowly, slowly, little by little, until you wound up in a condition that you never, never, never imagined would be yours. But there you are, and it is owing to the deceptive nature of sin. And furthermore, we saw in the broadcast yesterday, sin's deceptive capacity to blind. How blind it can make people to truth, and how even when there is a measure of truth that is understood, if it is not acted upon, if it is not believed, if it is not received, then and sin is pursued instead in the place of the truth which has been so graciously revealed by God, then that sin will drive the truth out. In other words, a person is left in worse condition than before. They are left more spiritually blind than before. They had a significant degree of spiritual blindness to begin with, but they have some truth, some light that has been given to all men. We saw that in Romans chapter 1 on the broadcast yesterday. But turning from that light that God has given, men find that the light that they did have is taken away. God gives them over to a reprobate mind. God gives them over to greater spiritual darkness. And so sin demonstrates its deceptive capacity to blind and shows how that pursuing sin will worsen the degree of blindness that people already are is already true of them. Well, we want to go on from there, and we will do that on the broadcast today, which is Wednesday, May 27. We're grateful for the opportunity of opening our Bibles to the book of Obadiah, and we are grateful that you have joined us and that some of you have helped us with the cost of teaching God's Word on the station. And the next lesson is also related to sin, but it's a little bit different, and it's going to get to the very root of the matter and show us that the root of sin is pride. We've been talking about the deceitfulness of sin and how it can destroy us in so many different ways, but now we want to get to the root of sin. What is it that makes us so susceptible to sin? And the answer is, it is pride. And here's what the prophet Obadiah said to the nation of Edom in verse 3. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high. The pride of your heart has deceived you. Now, the Bible tells us that it is pride that brought sin into this universe from the very beginning. It goes all the way back to its satanic beginning. Even before we're talking about humanity, We're talking about Satan and how he sinned against God, and it was because of pride. Listen to these words in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit in the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. You hear the pride just oozing out of these descriptive statements of the sin of Lucifer, Satan. And it was his pride. He wanted to exalt himself. He wanted to be honored like God. He wanted to be worshipped like God. He wanted to be equal with God. He wanted to share the glory, the honor, the majesty, the worship that belong only to God. He, who was a creature, wanted to share the glory that belongs only to the uncreated one, to the Creator who made him. Pride. The satanic beginning of sin was pride. But it has multiple manifestations, and going back now to the book of Obadiah and the case of Edom, remember some of the areas of their pride. You can read about them in verse 2, Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You shall be greatly despised. The pride of your heart will deceive you, you who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high. You who say in your heart, Who will bring me down to the ground? Though you ascend as high as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, says the Lord. And on it goes. I won't read the entire passage, but you may recall from our former study, verse by verse through the book of Obadiah, that the areas of particular pride for the nation of Edom were, number one, a quest for status. They were proud of their standing, their status among the nations, and that's why God said, Behold, I will make you small among the nations. They aspired to be made great among the nations. They aspired to a position of great height, great glory, great honor, where other nations would envy them and would honor them and would admire them because of their greatness. They had a quest for that kind of status in their world. And God said, I'm going to make you small among the nations. I'm going to judge you at this point of your sinful pride. And likewise, as we go through this list, we find that they took great pride in their human strength, in their military might. They build up their military might so that they could lord it over other nations, and they were very proud of that. And then thirdly, they were proud of their wealth, the wealth that had been accumulated and apparently treasures that had been secured in places they thought were perfectly safe and would never be taken away. But God said, I will send someone in who will steal your treasure, who will plunder you, who will break into these places that you think cannot be broken into. I'm going to attack you at this point of your pride. You are proud of your wealth, and I'm going to take it away. And there was then the pride they had in their allies, the alliances they had made with nations around them, the comfort they had in their friendships. And God said, I'm going to thwart that as well. And finally, you remember that they were proud of their human wisdom, their counselors that had a reputation for wisdom and had apparently for a long time been very shrewd in the decisions that enabled Edom to gain high status among the nations and to achieve military strength among the nations and to accumulate great wealth more than most nations and to forge strategic alliances with other nations. these counselors had been effective in this area, but God said, I'm going to confound your counselors. I'm going to take away this wisdom that you're so proud of. And what are we talking about? We're talking about the root of sin, which is pride. They were proud of their status. God said, I'm going to attack that. They were proud of their strength. God said, I'll attack that. They were proud of their wealth. God said, I'll attack that. They were proud of their friendships, their alliances. God said, I'm going to thwart those. They're proud of their wisdom. God said, I'm going to thwart that. Now, dear friend, the same thing happens to individuals as happened to the nation of Edom. Because God, who hates pride, and God, who knows that pride is the root of our sinfulness, will in kindness, judge us at the root of our sin, which is our pride. So, in your case, what do you do? What have you done? What are you doing in order to achieve a level of higher status in life? Buy a bigger house? Live in a fancier neighborhood? Purchase a more luxurious car? Acquire a luxurious wardrobe? There's so many things that people can do that are really all a quest for status. I want to be elevated in the minds of people. I want people to think more highly of me. It's a quest for status. But you better be careful, dear friend, because at the root of that is pride. And God knows how to deal with pride, and He can take all that away. Or how about human strength? How do you acquire strength for yourself? For some of you, probably those who are a bit younger, it's by regular trips to the fitness center. And I actually, I must make a very, very honest disclosure, which is to say that I try to work out nearly every day. I do it to maintain my health. But it can become a matter of great pride, bodybuilding, big muscles, or there are other ways to cater to human strength and flaunt it. For some people, it's in having a gun collection. And I don't want to get into political arguments in the Second Amendment issue right now. I believe in that. I defend that. But I'm telling you that a lot of people are looking to their firearms as the source of their strength instead of to God. And God knows how to attack that sin at the point of your pride. And likewise, wealth. Many people are trying to accumulate wealth for the purpose of, well, the purpose of what? In many cases, it's a purpose of security, and looking for their security in their wealth rather than in God. And how about friendships? Some people take great delight in their friendships, and they're really proud of their friendships. In fact, some people love to cultivate friendships among people who are of a higher social standing than themselves, because that gives them a great sense of satisfaction and feeds their pride. But God has a way of dealing with that, too. And likewise with human wisdom, and there's all kinds of ways that God can deal with that. But I have noticed some people who were brilliant and so proud of their brilliance, how pathetic they become when their mind begins to falter. And that brilliance is gone. And they become utterly foolish. And their pride is attacked, their sin, I should say, is attacked at that particular point of their pride. You see, the root of sin is pride, and we have got to be constantly on guard against the pride that will take us away from God. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.